Well, good evening, everyone. This is Executive Consultant Maria Elena Hernandez from Laredo, Texas, and I am very, very humbled and honored tonight to present our special guest. He's not just a special guest. He's a very good friend of mine and brother in Christ, and we've come a long way. We've known each other way back when we started the business. And I'm talking about this gentleman who has a long track record of success. Not only has he been featured in Success from Home magazine on the cover, but also him and his wife have appeared in their Ambit story inside one of the magazines. And I mean, just mind-blowing of how this business has changed their lives. He is also a Pure Energy Award winner. He has also been featured and in several Ambit events. He is a highly sought-after trainer, amazing skills in training, and amazing speaker. And I just want to bring to you right now Mr. Executive Consultant from Edinburgh, Texas. Guys, let's give it up for Executive Consultant David Nunez. David, are you there?
I am here, sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear, sir. Are you ready?
I am ready, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. Thank you so much for helping us kick off this call, and thank you so much for everything that you do and all the success you've had as well in Ambit Energy. So thank you so much, Marilena.
Absolutely. Well, the mic is yours, David,
awesome.
And let's hear it from. I'm ready with my notepad and my pen, and I went ahead and told our callers to do the same. So, guys, let's take some notes.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. Let's go ahead and get this call started. Well, I know that there's a lot of new people on this call. I was listening in as I was hearing new voices dialing into this call. So I'm going to go ahead and share my story with you guys. So just so you know a little bit about me, my background, what this business has done for me. My name is David Nunez. I am from Edinburgh, Texas. I've actually been part of Ambit for 13 years now. I celebrated my 13-year anniversary on the 9th of January. And let me tell you, it's been an amazing drive, amazing journey. When I first got started in this business, I got started for one simple reason. I was dead broke. I was hurting. I was falling behind a lot on my bills. I was a brand new dad. You see, when my friend picked up the phone and called me to tell me about this business, and that moment is actually replaying in my head as I'm sharing it with you, I was in a very tough spot. It was December 2009. I'll never forget. It was a cold night, and I remember, you know, I was sad. I was depressed. It was my first Christmas without my mom. She had just passed away in May of 2009. I had just lost a job that same month, which put me behind a lot of my bills, and I was a brand-new dad in that August, so here comes December. I had a five-month-old baby boy. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was kind of just reflecting on my life and what I was going to do to bring in the new year and what opportunities were out there. And you see, I was raised very old school. You know, the way I was brought up was you wanted to make more money, you just got to go get a second or third part-time job. And that's what I was actually contemplating, to go out there and get a job to be able to supplement my income. But I knew that just getting a job was actually going to mean more time away from home, you know, more time away from my son. And that's what I did not want. I wanted to be able to watch him grow. I wanted to be able to see him and be able to spend time with him whenever I wanted to, not whenever I had the chance to because I was too busy at work. So long story short, along comes January, and my friend had been calling me for about 2 weeks from December, you know, up until the beginning of January. And I finally said, you know what? I'm going to take a look at this business, right? Because I had every intention, ladies and gentlemen, I had every intention to say no to the business after I saw it. And the reason why I went to go see it, and I'll be honest with you, is because I wanted to get my friend off my back. But when I finally went to go take a look at the opportunity, it made too much sense for me to say no. They showed me this business on a Starbucks napkin with circles and dollar signs, mind you. I did not see a fancy PowerPoint presentation. I did not get on a Zoom. Zoom didn't exist back then. It was a Starbucks napkin with circles and dollar signs. And to me, it was like, okay, it's electricity. Everybody uses it. But what got me excited was the list of people I didn't know that used electricity, because the list of people that I don't know is a lot larger, right? So I got started, and keep in mind, back in those days, it wasn't $75 to get started. Back in those days when I started, when Maria Elena started, and several other leaders that I heard chiming in, Mary Ann, it was $429 to start, plus the website. And, you know, for me, people, you know, I still get people ask me today, well, what is it that made you want to join if it was $429? You know what made me want to join? The fact that I was 28 years old at that time, and I did not have $500 in my bank account. That, to me, was called a clue that I needed to do something different. And that's exactly why I made the decision to say, you know what, I need to come up with some money and get started. Heard about this business January 2nd, and I got started on January 9th. So it took me 7 days to come up with the money and get started in this business. So now fast forward, it's been an amazing journey. 5 years into the business, I retired from corporate America. It's actually already been 8 years since I've had a job. So I was about 33 years old at the time that I walked away from my job. I'm 41 right now. I haven't worked for anybody ever since. You know, I don't know what an alarm clock is. The only time I use alarm clock is on Tuesday mornings to get up for my call, and whenever I need to get on calls to remind myself to get on calls. And I'm sharing this story because I'm hoping to inspire you, because now things have been different. My wife's also a stay-at-home mom. In our blended family, we have five children. She had two when I met her. I had two sons. And now we have a baby girl, 4 years old, that does not know what the inside of a daycare looks like, thanks to this business. And it allows us to teach our kids how to dream. It's funny because just yesterday I was telling my baby girl, what do you want to do tomorrow? And she says, I want to go to Disney World. and she says that because she in her mind, in her heart, she knows that mommy and daddy can do some things for her because of this business. Obviously, we weren't going to pick up and leave to Florida, right, today. But the being able to do that at a later time is something that drives me, because when I first got started in Ambit, I didn't even have money. If I had $20 left after all of my payments were done, after all of my bills were paid for, if I had $20 left, I felt it was an incredible feeling. It was an incredible feeling, because most of the time I didn't have any money. Most of the time I was always short on money. You know, I had too much month at the end of the money, you know? So what we teach our team now is to have too much money at the end of the month, right? And we're not talking about having millions of dollars. We're just talking about having the money that you need to take care of your bills and then some. So today I want to talk to you guys about what has helped me be able to succeed. I'm super humbled and privileged that Brian McClure asked me to be on the call again today. I was on the call 2 weeks ago, two Sundays ago, and I talked to you guys about the triple ARP, right? Just to recap. We talked about getting attention, attracting people, asking people if they're open to take a look at the opportunity, have some rebuttals ready, and also present the opportunity, right? Talked about that. But what I want to talk to you guys today is how to build your business on social media and what steps, another little acronym, because I learned better with acronyms that has helped me be able to be successful, okay? And that's the acronym GNC. I'm sure you guys have seen the stores, GNCs, right? General Nutrition Company, those stores that sell proteins and vitamins and different things like that. Well, GNC, I'm gonna cover that with you guys. And this is what I do on Facebook, all right? So the first G that I want to talk to you guys about is generate. I am always focusing on generating leads, all right? So please, please, please do not fall victim to the saying, I don't know anybody. Or I don't know anybody that's open, okay? If you don't know anybody, go out and know somebody. Get on Facebook. Get on Instagram. Get on TikTok. Anywhere there's people, you can build a business. So I'm always focusing on doing content every day. Hey, guys, good morning. Hey, good afternoon. Hey, if you could have lunch, dinner with any person in history, who would it be? Asking questions like that. And not just, that's how I generate leads. You see, a lot of people don't realize that Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram are all social media platforms. Notice the keyword, social. They are intended for people to be social on there. But you see, most people what they do is they want people to talk to them. And they won't talk to anybody unless people talk to them. And if that's the way you're thinking, I hope and pray that before the end of this call, I can show you how you need to change that if you want to be successful in this business, if you want to be have 2023 be your year. I'm telling my team, I have a lot of people. I personally sponsored 7 people in the past 3 weeks, 2 weeks, actually. I'm looking at my calendar here, 2.5 weeks. And a lot of my new, they're all gathering their customers, and I'm having talks with them and letting them know that this year, 2023, can be the year that they achieve the goal that they want, okay? And I'm going to cover why in just a few moments, okay? So generating leads, being social on Facebook, not just wait for people to comment on your stuff, but go. I spend time. Now, you decide how much time you have, how much time you want to invest on this. I normally spend, if push came to shove and I had to give you an answer, like I don't know the exact answer because I don't, you know, I'm my own boss. I don't have a schedule. I just kind of, I do this. But if I had to choose, I would say I would spend a good hour to hour and a half a day looking through Facebook and commenting on people's posts. Because you see, most people look through Facebook and they just like, oh, Susie just bought a car. Oh, Mark just bought a house. Oh, you know, Sally just put her kid in ballet lessons. And that's all they're doing. Me, I'm looking through these Facebook posts and I'm like, hey, great job. Congratulations. Hey, awesome. Keep crushing it. Hey, blessings to your little girl. I hope she does awesome in those ballet lessons. You see, I'm doing these encouragements because not only do I want them to see my stuff, I want to continue seeing their stuff. And I want everybody that's friends with them that might not be friends with me to look at my comment and say, hey, who's this David Nunez guy? Click. Oh, he has his home-based business. Oh, he does. Oh, you know what? Let me send him a message. Let me add him on Facebook. That's how I do it to generate more leads. And every single day, I get at least one or two people messaging me. Hey, what is it that you do? Hey, I need a new side hustle. Hey, I want to change this in my life. You see, because I'm out there attracting people. I don't chase people, okay? You chase a person, they will run from you. Do not chase anybody. You chase money, money will run from you, okay? Write that down. If I chase money, money will run. I attract money. Money is coming my way. Money flows my way. Why? Because I'm going to cover that a little bit later. I'm going to touch more on that. But because I'm focusing on becoming better every single day, I'm focusing on looking for better people to work with. And things like that just happen. Okay? Things like that just happen. So as I'm generating leads and as I'm looking through people's posts and adding people, because remember, you got to add people to your Facebook. And keep in mind, you want to make sure your Facebook's public because you are an entrepreneur. You are a network marketer. Okay? I know there's a lot of people that say, well, I have mine public because we have, you know, you want to succeed, you have to put it open, public, because you want people to be able to find you. You want people to be able to inbox you. What if someone inboxes me that I don't want them to? The block button is going to be your best friend. But other than that, leave it open because that's the way you're going to generate more leads into your circle. Because believe it or not, this world's a lot larger than our just daily 9-to-5 schedule, our daily 9-to-9 schedule. It's a lot larger. It's a whole new world out there. There's a bunch of other people that are looking for opportunities. And honestly, I've been around a long time, 13 years, and I can honestly tell you what you call September of last year to now and moving forward is when I've had the most people reach out to me. Like we're getting to that point where everybody and their moms, their cats, and their dogs is looking for an opportunity to be able to be successful in Ambit. Or not just in Ambit, be successful in anything, okay? Have a home-based business, right? So G, generate. N is nurture. You got to nurture your leads, all right? Whenever people say, David, one question I get asked by my team a lot is, how do you follow up with people? And I'm going to give you the magic bullet. I'm going to give you the secret sauce. And still, there's people that, honestly, I don't think to this day, I don't think they believe me on this. But this is how I follow up with people. I never mention the business. when I follow up with somebody, I say, hey, you know, I showed them the business, right? I'll just be like, hey, you know, I see them on Facebook post something about going to the gym. I'll comment on there, and really quickly, I'll go to inbox and I'll say, hey, Mary, I see you going to the gym. Awesome. Keep crushing it. Hey, John, how's it going? How's work going? I see you going to work. I see you working XYZ place. Keep it up. How you doing? That's how I follow up with people. Because guess what? They will always tell me, what are you up to? If they don't know me that well, what are you up to? If they do, oh yeah, I'm still doing this, but I see you're crushing it. How is it working out for you? I'm glad you asked. Let me show you. Nurturing leads. Because remember, an entrepreneur is a problem solver. Now, keep in mind that when you're solving people's problems, Ambit's not always going to be the number one pill to solve people's problems, okay? It's not a fix-all. And I'm going to give you an example. One of the leads that reached out to me today, her name's Alyssa. I've known Alyssa on Facebook. I've never met her in person. I want to say maybe for like 2-3 years, okay? She's one of the people that I started adding during the pandemic and stuff like that. About a year ago, year and a half ago, she posted something about her car, right? So she posted something about her car breaking down and, you know, something with the, you know, radiator or heating up or whatnot. Long story short, I quickly commented on there and I messaged her. I said, hey, I saw that this and this is happening to your car. What make and model do you have? So I can maybe Google it and see if there's what's the fix that you need to do. Remember, I didn't tell her about Ambit. I didn't say, oh, you know what? Well, that's why you should be in Ambit. That way you could be making money. You could be buying yourself a new car. You know, that's not what I say. I said, hey, what make and model do you have? So I can, and she gave me her make and model. And I looked at her and she said, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much for that. My brother is actually on his way to help me fix it. Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to follow up just to see if you're okay and see if there's anything that I can do to help you. That's it. And guess what? I started, and this was a year ago. I've had her for 2-3 years, and this happened about a year ago, year and a half. So I see her post, hey, good morning. She comments, good morning. Hey, I comment, good morning. How's everything going? Good, good. Being social. I'm nurturing my leads. And then today at 7 o'clock in the morning, obviously I wasn't awake. 7 o'clock in the morning, she messaged me, said, hey, I'm really needing a side hustle. I'm really needing a second option. Then I don't wake up early on Sundays. So I don't wake up till about 11, but then again, I saw another message 3 hours later. Hey, yeah, what I'm looking for is something that I can do part-time and work whenever I get a chance. Perfect. So I followed up with her. She gave me, and then when I finally got up, I messaged her. We were chatting. She gave me her number, told her a little bit about what I do. And she's in a meeting right now, and not she would be on this call, but she's going to call me after the meeting because she wants me to show her the business. Yesterday, my friend George messaged me, hey, I need a side hustle. He's somebody that's always commenting on my stuff, good morning, and I'm always commenting on his stuff, good morning, because he's like me. He comments every day, good morning, everybody, have a wonderful day. So I go and, good morning, hope you have a wonderful day too, bro. So guess what? This David Nunez still pops up in his feeds. David Nunez pops up in his mind, you know what, let me message him, asking me. Never once did I ask them. They're asking me. So I'm teaching you another technique. I taught you wax on, you know, 2 weeks ago. I'm teaching you wax off now. 2 weeks ago, I taught you how to ask people, you yourself. This time I'm teaching you how to have people ask you, okay? That was my lead from yesterday. Friday, I had another lead. A friend of mine said, hey, I really need to get, I really want to get started in this, you know, two leads actually. And then I heard from her today again, and she said, yay, I'm so excited. I'm going to sign up tomorrow, Monday. Awesome. Looking forward. I'm super excited for you. And that's another tip. Write that down. You never want to say that you're super excited. You want to say, I'm super excited for you. Because if you say, I'm super excited, the psychology of it oh, they're excited. They're going to make a sale. Oh, my God, what don't I know? Why are they super excited? But if you say, I'm super excited for you, you're validating their decision that why they're saying yes to join you. Does that make sense? Well, I know you can't respond, but hopefully that makes sense. Now, I had another lead who messaged me on Friday, and she's somebody has seen my TikToks. She's someone that has seen my reels, because I usually share my reels and I make them my TikToks and I make them into reels. And she messaged me, hey, what do I need to do to sign up? I want to join you. And she has no clue what I do. No clue what I do. She doesn't know the name of the company. She doesn't know how anything works. She wants to sign up. And she said she would sign up later on tonight or tomorrow. And the reason why is because she sold on me. And tonight, I hope that you can put that faith in yourself for people to be sold on you. Because remember, this is a people business. Don't sell them Ambit. People say, how do you sell Ambit? I don't. I sell David Nunez. And then Ambit just flows and they want to join. That's how I do it. Because then C is convert. That's how I convert leads into prospects. That's how I learn leads into prospects, prospects into consultants. Because I generate them, I nurture them, and then I convert them. Generate, nurture, convert. Generate, nurture, convert. That's how it is. You know? Generate, nurture, convert. Now, we have it so much easier now because, like I shared at the beginning of my story, it used to cost $429 when I got started in the business. Now, it's $75, which I call the ridiculous price because, don't get me wrong, I'm super happy and grateful that it is. And I know there's a lot of leaders that have promoted themselves during this time. But back in those days, if you got promoted, you were bad. You know, you were awesome. Like, you know, because if you were able to get promoted to senior executive at $429 a pop, you bad. Like, that's awesome. All right. Now, $75, there's no reason why we can't do it a lot faster. So that's why exactly I tell my team, what took me 5 years to do can take you 1 year. David, how can that be? Well, when you divide 429 by 75, that's 5.7. So people are paying, you know, because back in the days, people paid 5.7 times more than what they're paying now to start the business. 5.7 times more than what they're paying now to start the business. That's exactly why I can tell you that if you put in forth the effort and you put forth the belief, you can achieve the success this year that you want. But you have to put forth the effort, you have to put forth the time and the energy to do it. This isn't a get rich quick business. It's a get rich quick period. And I call that because there's nothing out there right now that can make you rich. You know, but network marketing is where it's at. Network marketing is one of the oldest models started by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the greatest network marketer that's ever lived. Started with him. He told a few. He had 12. He even lost one. So don't feel too bad if you ever lose people. But replaced them and kept going and making disciples and making disciples and getting more people. And now it's the face of billions around the world. The Christian faith. You see? So network marketing is something new, is not a new thing. You know, with Ambit, we do have that opportunity to be able to succeed. You just have to tell people about the opportunity. People say all the time, but I don't know anyone. That's okay. Go out and know people. Besides, I can tell you from experience that the best people that come into your business most of the time are going to be people in your second level on down. Most of the time, the people that do most are going to be the people that you didn't even bring in. They were brought in by someone else, was brought in by someone else, was brought in by someone else, was brought in by someone else. most of the time. That's how it's going to be. So don't worry about if you know anybody. Go out and focus on just knowing more people. Now, last week, I think I shared it 2 weeks ago. I may have not, but a scripture that I think I did, but I'm going to go ahead and share it again, because a scripture that was placed in my heart last time was Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 23. And I'm not preaching to you all, but I want to share this. It's in the Bible, okay? Mark 11, chapter 23, it says, "For verily, and mind you, what I'm about to share with you is written in red." Excuse me. What I'm about to share with you is written in red, which means that Jesus Christ himself said this. "For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass," in other words, will happen, "he shall have whatsoever he said." Verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them." All right? And I'm going to take it one step further. "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against somebody, or anything against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. But if you don't not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass." So you want to be successful? Forgive. If you have any grudge against anybody, let it go. Let it go. Because in the grand scheme of things, probably not even worth it. Let it go if you have something against anybody. But look what this says. "If you should say to that mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things that you say will come to pass, you shall have them." Believe, okay? Receive and have. Believe you will be successful. Receive it in your heart, in Jesus' name, and you will have. Now, keep in mind, one thing this does not say is a time frame. It does not say you will have right, voila, abracadabra. You will have tomorrow. You will have in a week or 2 weeks. It doesn't say a time frame. And this is why a lot of people fall off the cliff and don't, because they expect, just because they said it, arrivederci, it has to happen right then and there. It does not give a time frame. The bigger your belief, the faster things will happen. Every morning I wake up, I give thanks to the God Almighty. I give thanks for his mercy and grace. And then I just say, you know what? Today I'm going to sign up a new consultant. I don't know who, but I'm going to sign up a new consultant. I'm going to sign up a new customer. I don't know who. Okay? Remember, you don't have to know who. Dr. Martin Luther King once said, "Faith is taking the first step, even though you don't see the entire staircase. Just take the first step." That's what it's all about. Taking the step, even if you don't see you don't have to know where the staircase leads. As long as it's going up, you know, it goes up. Take the first step. Take the first step. It's amazing how I'll tell people, "You're going to sign somebody up today." "I am?" Whew, right away, lost belief. You finally get them to that point where you're like, "Come on, come on." You know, you're pumping them up. "You're going to sponsor somebody today?" "Yes." "You receive it?" "Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah." Boom, belief goes down. And then you can forget about having. Because you see, people in society have it reversed. Instead of, "I believe I can be successful," and receive it. And in the morning, wake up and say, I am going to sign up a consultant today. I am going to sign up a customer today, which I promise you, I say that daily, and every day I get leads, even if it's just one. And it's crazy. It gives me chills because I'll have people say from years ago, say, hey, I'm ready. My friend Angel from Beeville, I don't know if she, I know she's work state. I don't know if she's on right now, but story with her. She signed up not this Friday, but last Friday. And that's because she had told me I had prospected her in November of 2021. Okay, so it's been over a year. So that Friday, and I'm looking at my calendar, it was January 27th, I said, I will sponsor somebody today. And I kid you not, before the end of the day, she had told me, I'm going to sign up probably like in April or May. I'm going to sign up. I kid you not, that night, she texted me, hey, I want to sign up in the business, but I don't know if I have the money yet. I won't have the money till Monday. Oh, okay. Kid you not. Not even 1 minute later, she texted me again. Never mind. It just hit my bank account. You see, when she told me I'm going to sign up in Ambit, I want to sign up, but probably till Monday, I didn't lose my belief. I kept fine. I said, okay, cool. I'll want a new consultant on Monday too. I'm going to sign somebody up today also. No big deal. A minute, 2 minutes later, message me. Never mind. The money hits my bank. Let's do it tonight. Let's do it right now. And I signed her up. I was out with my family at Petco looking through for some stuff for our pets. And I took a quick break, went to my car. I signed her up on my daughter's iPad. You can do it on your phone, but I have the iPad, so might as well have done. She signed up as a consultant. So I'm sharing these stories with you because once you have that belief and you receive it in your heart, you'll start having. Society has a reverse. You know what? Once I have a paycheck and I receive that money, I'll start to believe. That's how most people think. And that's why most people remain bound, because of lack of faith. Faith moves mountains, ladies and gentlemen. Faith moves mountains. So lastly, I tell people this, kickoff. Kickoff is February the 25th, okay? It's 3 weeks from now, okay? It's $25. The price of a 5-pack of eggs, okay, $25. You can't buy much with $25 these days, but $25. Now, Angel, friend of mine that I was, young lady I just was telling you about, has a huge wife, works full-time, has 7 kids. The youngest one is a newborn, like 2-3 months. And she said, I want to go, and I hope she's on, because she said, I want to go to this event. I told her about kickoff. And she said, this is the kind of event you don't want to just stream, she said. This is the event you want to go live. And I said, wow, okay. And I was kind of like, no, that's okay. You can stream it. I know you have kids. You have a 3-month-old. You know, I was kind of like that. I'll be honest with you. I was like not on the same frequency right at that moment as she was. And when she told me that, it was like, whoa, okay. I'm never going to prejudge like this anymore. And she said, right then and there, she registered. She goes, I'm going to register. She registered on this past Wednesday, the 1st, and she said, I am going to go live. I'll figure out a way. I'm going to go live. She said, I'll figure out a way. You know, now I know a lot of you are going to be streaming it for whatever reason, and that's fine. I'm just sharing an example here. I'm not going to say bad if you don't go live. No. If you're already registered and you're going to stream it, awesome. Great job for being registered. I would just suggest that if you have not registered for this event, get registered. In my experience, 13 years, they always do promotions. that are only for those that were registered. Okay? So Abbott's been very gracious and has been giving us double, triple, quadruple bonus. I've been doing this 13 years, and we've been in triple, quadruple bonus since September, since we got out of Ambition. September, October, then we dropped to double bonus for like 2 weeks in November. And then for December, January, until now, February, we've been in triple, quadruple bonus. Never, ever, ever have I ever seen this. And you don't have to be registered. So Ambit's being gracious enough to give us that even if you're not registered. So let's show our support for this wonderful company and let's get registered. Log on to your Power Zone. It'll take you 5 minutes. It's 25 buckies. You can sign up and be registered for the event. Okay? Be registered for the event because it's going to be an awesome time. Whether you stream it or go live, it's going to be awesome because you're still going to see the same thing we're going to see. Okay? Just make sure that you get registered for this event and encourage your team to get registered and watch it online. Okay? And watch it online. So that's what I have to share with you. Hopefully this call was worth your while. And Maria Elena, again, thank you so much for introducing me in those kind words and getting this call started. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines so we can say goodbye to one another. Hope you guys tear it up and crush it this week. You guys have a great Sunday night. Rest well. Tomorrow, Lord willing, is another day. Let's get out there and make it happen. So God bless you guys. I am going to go ahead and unmute the lines so we can say goodbye to one another.